Now, have you been caught today? Chances are, if you haven't, you might be soon. You're wondering what I'm talking about? Well, there's a 24-hour speed enforcement marathon underway with the police. It's not just in this part of the world. Apparently, other European countries are doing it as well. Let me speak to Chief Inspector Diane Pennington. Chief Inspector Pennington, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
You are having a close look at people who may be breaking the speed limit, and you're giving them a bit of an ongoing warning in the media today that added patrols, additional patrols, are out and about.
Yes, that's right, Frank. This is a Europe-wide initiative. The Speed Marathon is organised by the European Traffic Police Network, and we're really pleased to be supporting it here in Northern Ireland, along with our colleagues in the rest of the UK.
In my ignorance, I will ask you this question because I've often heard it said and I simply don't know. Is there any such thing as a speed limit in Germany?
Oh, now you're asking me, Frank. I think I'm right in saying that there's no speed limit on their motorways, but I'm not sure about the rest of the roads. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the autobahns, you can do practically this, whatever speed you like, but I'm sure in the towns and cities they will have restrictions, as we would hope they would have. But to get back to Northern Ireland, because none of us, I presume very few of us, are going to be caught in the next 24 hours in other parts of Europe, unless you're getting off the boat to drive somewhere as we speak. Having said that, Diane, the message is very clear to road users: excessive speed kills people.
It does indeed, Frank. I mean, if you're involved in a collision and excess speed is involved, there's going to be more damage to vehicles and there's going to be more damage to people. It only makes matters worse. So we just ask everybody to slow down, stay within the limit, and those limits, that's what they are. They're not targets, they're limits. And it could be that it's actually advisable to even stay below that limit if you've got bad weather, for example, or you've got a lot of traffic, or you've got vulnerable road users. So we just ask everybody to take a little bit more care, as they do every day, but more importantly today. Just gives us a wee bit of focus on it today.
So are there more vans out, or would it be police cars and hairdryers and all that sort of stuff?
We're using everything today. We have our partners in the Northern Ireland Road Safety Partnership who run the speed camera vans, as you've just said, and who are also responsible for the fixed camera sites across the province. They will be doing their bit, and also our own staff, my own staff from road policing, and colleagues in neighbourhood and local policing teams will be out there. They will be using the hairdryers, as you say, which are the lasers, and also sometimes we use calibrated speedometers. We've got all sorts of way of detecting people who are breaking the law and driving at excessive speeds.
Would you expect to make good money today?
It's not about money, Frank. It's about keeping people safe. I mean, it's hard to know why people speed. I think there's all sorts of reasons. I think we're all really busy. The pace of life has picked up, and you know, it's possible that people are just rushing around in a hurry to get to places, trying to meet deadlines at work, trying to get back to pick the kids up from school, and they're just going too fast. I think for a lot of people, it's inattention. They're just not keeping an eye on the speedometer. And it may seem a little thing. It may seem that it's not important, that it's not going to make a big difference, but it'll make a really big difference if you're involved in a collision.
If you're caught by the van, you're just registered. You get a letter in the post. If you're caught by the laser, or the hairdryers, people refer to it, but the laser, do you get stopped at the scene or not?
Yes, you do. By and large, you will get stopped at the scene. You will be spoken to by a police officer, and then you will either get a fixed penalty ticket, or you can have the choice of being referred to court. It may be that if you are under a certain speed, that you will later on be referred for one of the speed awareness courses which runs, which means that you don't get the points on your licence. It's an education scheme which is run to try and explain to people the dangers of speeding and prevent them from offending again. So those are the different ways that you can be dealt with.
If you haven't been stopped, you're okay if it's the laser, is that right?
Sorry, I don't know what you mean.
So if it's the police officer holding the laser gun and you're not stopped at the scene, you won't get a letter in the post?
Well, presumably that means that you're not speeding. In very rare circumstances, we may follow up with a letter in the post where it's not been possible to stop someone at the scene, but it's very rare, and by and large, we will stop someone, and we will engage with them and explain to them why we are stopping them and explain the dangers of speeding, and then go through what will happen to the process that will happen to them next.
Nelly is listening to the programme, and she says that she was driving under the motorway bridge and she saw the police officers with what she thought were the hairdryer type devices, as she's describing them, on the bridge. Would they be measuring the cars on the motorway, or would they be measuring the cars going over the bridge?
Probably more likely to be the cars going over the bridge, but it is possible that it was the ones on the motorway. I'm hoping she didn't get stopped. I'm hoping she was staying under the speed limit herself.
Yeah, but just wondering, how would they stop you? If they were on the bridge shooting down, how would they ever stop you? How would they get you if you whizzed under the bridge and way up the motorway? Would they have another police car further up the motorway and your number against it? Is that how it works? I'm intrigued by it as much as Nelly.
It can work both ways. As I say, I think in those circumstances they were probably looking at the people on the bridge. But yes, it can happen. It can happen the other way.
Listen, people are well and truly warned. It's been on the news this morning. We have it on again at 11:15. It'll be referred to throughout the day. It's not just about driving more carefully today. It's a message about driving in a reasonable way all the time. But you've a greater chance of being caught today because there are more police officers out and about with the lasers. Chief Inspector, they can't say they weren't told. And thank you for coming on. Thank you.
That's all right, thanks. Thank you for having me, Frank, and I hope everybody pays heed today.
Absolutely. Chief Inspector Diane Pennington from the PSNI. I think the road safety groups are out as well. Terence Malcolm, I think he's out. Terence, are you out pretending to be a policeman today?
You've gone, Frank?
Oh, you're back with me, Terence. Tell me, I said there, are you out pretending to be a policeman?
Hello?
Where are you, man, dear? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Talk to Frank. Come a bit closer to the radio. Can you hear me, Terence?
I can hear you now, Frank. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Terence. Right. Now that we know that we can both hear each other, for the third time, I'll ask you that cheeky question. Are you out today pretending to be a policeman?
Frank, I'm not too happy that one now, pretending to be a policeman. We don't go anywhere down the line with that there. We run a speed indicator device to try and educate people. Our role is education, not prosecution, so we don't have to pretend to be policemen.
But why are you out today? Is it because of this initiative where the police are all out as well?
Well, obviously I'd seen it on the police sites and on a few Facebook sites that would promote this here. And we just thought, well, we'll be out tonight as well too. And as I say, we try and educate the people, and hopefully that, as Diane was saying, they're the ones who aren't watching their speedo carefully. I mean, if you have a 3-foot sign, but 2-foot sign flashing at you, that you're doing maybe 59 mile an hour and a 30, I think it's maybe time to take the foot off the gas. Where if the police had caught you, I mean, they'd have been prosecuting you for that there. But people come back and speak to us once they see the sign lighting up, and we try and, you know, we'd give them wee bits and pieces, education, and tell them why they need to keep the speed down and why they need to be below 30. In fact, you were saying there last week that, I mean, you never go over 30, which is fantastic, but you were saying you see these people flying past you and people flying up behind you. And as Diane was saying earlier on there too, I mean, they're just people today, nowadays, Frank, with driving, have completely lost the plot.
Yeah, I agree entirely with you, Terence. And I'm only pulling your leg about the idea of pretending to be a cop, because the bottom line is the service that you chaps are providing is very, very useful. But do you not reckon that people come back to talk to you at your checkpoint because they're afraid that you are the police, that maybe they've been booked in some way? So they pull in, they come back and they say, what is this you're doing? And they see the big readout on the side of the road and they're relieved that you are but a lay person.
I suppose in some way they are relieved that they're not going to get a ticket. But what most of them will come back to us, they'll just say, look, you know, they'll come back and actually apologise. And I'm not talking maybe about I'm talking about maybe mid-range drivers, mid-age and older drivers who come back and say, look, I'm very sorry, I wasn't concentrating there, and I passed your speed indicator device there at maybe like 44, 45 and 30, and I'm ashamed of myself. And that's what we want to do. We want people to realise realise what speed they are doing on the road. Because as Dan was saying there, I mean, 30 is a maximum. We have always said all along, even in your show, it's not a target. It's okay to drive at 28 or 29 mile an hour, 27 if you want. You know, so it's getting that happy balance where dealing with the conditions you have on the road at that time. If you're a busy area in a 30, you obviously don't have to drive at 30. You can slow down a brave bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Terence, always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for speaking to me. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
Terence Malcolm from the North Down and Ards Road Safety Committee. And they will be out and about giving advice over the next 24 hours as well. Martin has a comment. Good morning, Martin.
Hello, Frank. How's it going?
Martin, all is good. Fire away, boy. Fire away.
The reason I wanted to ring, I wanted to get speaking to your woman, Diane. I wanted to actually know how you come about to actually get the speed limits, monitored on a road.
As in, you would like people to come out and check to see whether you need a speed restriction put in place?
No, there's a road that I'm talking about in Pacific, and it's Randallstown, and it's the Barnish Road, and it has now been brought back now to a 40-mile-an-hour zone, but the people go up and down that road flying.
Oh, well, if you contact the police, if you write to... I must check to see where exactly you contacted. It would be road traffic policing, but is there any such thing as road traffic policing? It's probably the police in general. I'd need to check which department within the police you write to. But you can do this. And it basically, you highlight where you've got concerns. And what they'll do is they will organise, because especially if you and other residents do it, they will organise for the van to come and park on your road at a specific time and check, basically find people who are speeding. That can be organised. I remember meeting some chaps from the van one day down in Saintfield. They were along the road and I was talking to them, and they were saying that people in Saintfield had complained about the number of speeding cars in the 40, and a request had been put in by residents for the van to be put in place. You can do that. I'll try and find out off Diane who exactly you write to, and you can catch the people at Randallstown, Martin.
That's great, Frank.
Not a bother. We'll look into that for you.